Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem in Meseches Yuma. It is the 503rd daf in Shas. We will pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, discussing the parts of the Goro for the Sa'ir La'azazel that was the theme of the Mishnah on daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We will discuss different opinions of the Amoraim, which one of those are ma'akev, that are absolutely necessary, and if it's not done, one does not fulfill the requirement of doing the goral. There are going to be quite a few opinions about that going on to Mem Omer Aleph. The crux of the issues will be whether the requirement is simply to take out the lottery, or also to place it on top of the animals, one saying Lazazel and one saying Lashem. The Gemara will bring different rayas from different brises on Mem Amud Aleph. And these rayas will continue all the way through Mem Amud Beis into even tomorrow's daf on daf Mem Aleph. So let's jump in on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana taught, Aliyas Gora Matoch Kalpi Ma'akevis. Hanocha ina ma'akeves, taking the gorel out of the lottery from the box, the kalpi, and seeing which one comes into his right hand and which one comes into his left hand, that the sar that's on his right side is defined by what is in his hand, in his right hand, which says Lashem or Lazazel, as well as what's in his left hand. All of that process is ma'akev. However, hanocha ina ma'akeves, putting it down onto the animal, where it was strung around the animal's neck, that is not ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan amar, af aliya ina ma'akeves. Rabbi Yochanan says, even the process of the goral, that the Kohen would not do a goral, but he would just take out arbitrarily one tablet that says la'azazel, and one that says Hashem, and arbitrarily place it on the head of those animals, that also is not ma'akev, and the process can continue where those animals could be taken, Hashem ulazazel. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda de Amar Dvarim Hanasim Bibigdei Lovam Mibachutz Lo Ma'akev. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that those things that don't have the special bigodim, but only have the Bigdei Lovam, so that is not ma'akev. This is opinion later on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, where Rashi explains the Mermascha Aliba. There is a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, where Rabbi Yehuda describes that if the order is changed from the order in the Migdash, if it's Dvarim Hanasim Bibigdei Lavam Bifnim, then it's Ma'akev. However, those things are not done Mibifnim, inside, that is the Kachi HaKadashim, those things are not ma'akev, only the things that are done inside of the kachay kedushim. So says the Gemara. Lib Rabbi Yehuda dam darmanas bibig delom bibachutz lo ma'akve kuli amal lo pliyid lo ma'akve. Everybody would agree that even the goral is not ma'akev. Keep liga liba the Rabbi Nechemiah. But according to Rabbi Nechemiah, that says that all things, even those that are done bibachutz, Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees over there on Naf Samach. So he holds that all those things are ma'akev as well. So there's a machlokis. The man d'amar who says ma'akev says like Reb Nechemiah says all other avodos are ma'akev. So too the aliyah begorol is ma'akev as well. Uman d'amar lo ma'akev. The man d'amar says not ma'akev. He says hani mili avoda. That only applies to those things that are avoda, like shechita and so on. Hagrola lav avoda, but the hagrola is not considered avoda. Period. Igadamri, others explain that the statement of Rabbi Yana, what we're going to call the second lashon of Rabbi Yana, Aliba de Rabbi Nechemiah Damer Ma'akev Kuliamalo Pligi de Ma'akva, that in such a case everybody holds, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, it is Ma'akev. Ki Pligi, when did Rabbi Yana say that it is Ma'akev when it comes to the Aliyah? And when did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's not? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Within Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the only thing that are ma'akev are dvarim hamnasim bibigdei lavam bibifnim. What's the pshat then over here? Why would the hagrola be ma'akev? Mandar ma'la ma'akvik Rabbi Yehuda. Mandar ma'la ma'akva shani hasim. He'll say that there is a special gzeres hakostav, the tani bekra, The pasuk goes out of its way to describe the aliyah of the goro. The pasuk says, "V'hikriv Aaron es hasar asher olo olov hagoyro l'Hashem, olo olov hagoyro." Chazal darshin asher olo trei zimni. It's mentioned twice to tell you that it's ma'akev. This is based on the rule. Rashi points out in the second line from the bottom of the Amud, "Shino olov hakosav la'akev," or "Shana olov hakosav." The Torah repeats it twice to tell us that it's ma'akev. Meisive, the Gemara now asks on this explanation that Rabbi Yanai will hold that the Goral will be ma'akev, the Aliyah B'Goral will be ma'akev, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who does not consider this avoda normally to be one that's ma'akev because it's done with the begadim outside and not inside. Nevertheless, we have Xeris HaKosim. Meisive mitzvah lahagril, v'mlo higril kosher. If we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who the classical way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, the way we understood Rabbi Yehuda until three lines ago, that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion the only avodas that are ma'akev, the only things that are ma'akev, are those that take place in the kachay kachim. Havani Rabbi Yehuda, then it would be fine that we would have Man Damu who says that the girl is not ma'akev. That's the classic position of Rabbi Yehuda. El lahach lishna, but according to the lashon, starting onto Amud Aleph, da amem amnaf da amit pligi. But according to the lashon that we just learned, that Rabbi Yanai says that even Rabbi Yehuda will hold that the girl is ma'akev. Bishle Man Damu lo ma'akev Havani Rabbi Yehuda. El Man Damu ma'akev. That is Rabbi Yanai, who says that it is ma'akev. Hamani, who does this opinion follow? According to Rabbi Yanai, everybody holds it's ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, Tani, we're going to have to learn mitzvah lahanicha. When the Mishnah, or more precisely the Braisa, describes the mitzvah lahagril, it doesn't mean the hagrola, but rather it means the hanacha, placing it on to the necks of the animal. The Gemara now attempts a kasha from another braisa on this opinion that Rabbi Yanai holds that everybody is of the opinion that the hagrol is ma'akev. Tashma, mitzvah lahagril ulehisvados. The braisa says that there's a mitzvah to do hagrola and the vidui on the seira mishtaleach, which is mashma lo higril velo hisvada kosher. That if they didn't do it, it's a mitzvah, but it would still be kosher. If you're going to give the same teretz that we just gave above, that says that when it says mitzvah hagril, it's not ma'akev, that's only in regards to hanacha, but in regards to the hagrola itself is at ma'akev, ema seifa, but that doesn't fit with the sefer. Shimon Omer lo higril kosher, lo isvad apostle. That if you didn't do the hagrola, then it was still kosher, but if you didn't do the avoda, it's ma'akev. My lo higril. Now, what does lo higril here mean? Elam, if it's going to be, as we said above, lo iniach, michlad Rabbi Shimon Savar, hagrola ma'akev. What will come out is that Rabbi Shimon also holds that the hagrola is ma'akev. And that's going to be difficult. Latanya, because we learned in a braisa, mei sechamehen, Mevi chavero shelo bagrol de Rabbi Shimon. If one of the seirim die, so then you just replace it with another. That's Rabbi Shimon's position. Rabbi Shimon has a big machlokas with the chachamim in the Mishnah on Samach Beis Amid Aleph, whether you could just replace the seir or not. According to the chachamim on the Mishnah there, one needs to bring two new seirim and do a new goro. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the goro is not ma'akev. The Gemara answers, you're right. Rabbi Shimon holds that the agrola is not ma'akev, as we see mace from the halacha of mace echad mehen. Aye, then how could it be that Rabbi Shimon runs along with the definition of the Rabbanan of hagrola as being hanacha, which would seem that hagrola itself, the halacha would be, is ma'akev. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon lo yada mai kamri rabbanim. It is the case where Rabbi Shimon was not directly responding to the Rabbanan because he didn't know exactly what the Rabbanan had said, but he was attacking and describing from both sides. V'hachi kamrulu, and this is what he said, I hagrola hagrola mamish, if your intention, you know, as Rabbi Shimon did not know what la mitzvah la hagril means. If it means hagrola mamish kamrisa, plignicha alaychu b'chada, then I disagree with you with one of them. Then I disagree with you in regards to the halacha of vidui, that I hold that the vidui is ma'akev. And I'm not disagreeing with you at all about the hagrola. However, I hagrola de kamraisa haynu hanacha. But if you're saying that when it's mitzvah the hagril, that's the hanacha, and the hagrola itself is ma'akev, paligna laichu b'tarti, then I disagree with you with both. So at the end of the day, we still don't know in regards to this open question between Rabbi Yada and Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, whether the hagrola is ma'akev, which opinion is correct. And the Gemara continues with its rights. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you another proof from a b'risa. Par ma'akev es ha-se'ir, u-se'ir ma'akev, ein ma'akev es ha-par. B'matano shebifnim. To understand the significance of this b'risa, as well as to understand what the kasha is, let's take a look at Rashi on the last narrow line. Rashi on the last narrow line gives us the order of the avoda for the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim as described in the Parsha. It says Rashi, V'seder avoda sein kachi, b'parsha. B'tchila, originally, the first thing, misvada lapar, vidui rishon. First does vidui on the par. V'achakach magril ala soyer, v'achakach misvada al hapar, vidui sheni. Then a second vidui is done on the par, v'shachto. Then the shechita is done, u'machnes kafu machta, and he brings the kafu machta into the heichov, v'nosenes haktoris ala esh, v'gomer v'nosen bidama par ala kaporis, and then from the dama par, the dama par is brought to the kaporis, v'achakash shochet es asir v'nosen men ala kaporis. And then the dama sir is sprinkled on the ktoris, v'achakach nosem midama par ala parochas, and then the dama par. V'achakach midama si'ir, then the dama si'ir is also put on the parochas, not only on the kaporis. Originally this dama si'ir was put on the kaporis. Then the dama par is put on the parochas, then the dama si'ir is put on the parochas. V'achakach mariv damim, then the bloods are mixed, v'nosan al mizbeach ha'pnimi. So in regards to this halacha, of all of the Seder as described in the Pasuk, if he does the Seir before the Par, for example, we just mentioned that the Dama Par is put on the Kaporis, then this Dama Seir is put on the Kaporis. We mentioned that the Dama Par is put on the Parochas, then the Dama HaSeir is put on the Parochas. If he does that out of order, so says the Braisa, let's look now back into Braisa, Par Ma'akev as a Seir, U'si'ir e'ma akev es ha'par b'matno shebifnim. If you do the dama si'ir before the dama par, then you need to bring a new zrika of the si'ir because the par is ma'akev u'poseles es avodas ha'si'ir. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim par ma'akev es ha'si'ir. If we're going to be describing one being ma'akev the other, I understand that if you don't have the zrikas hadam of the par, and then you do the se'ir, then that's ma'akev for the se'ir. The akdame le se'ir mikmei par, lo avid v'lo klum, then it's nothing. El se'ir e ma'akev es ha'par, but the se'ir is not ma'akev the par. Mainiu, what exactly are we talking about? Ile medi yakdim matnos de par behechel mikmei matnos de se'ir. If you're telling me that what's happening is that you have the matnos of the par that needs to be done, the hechel. Afterwards, you have the matnos de si'ir bifnim. Excuse me, before you have the matnos de si'ir bifnim. Let's go back to the Rashi. Rashi told us that first you have the dam al hakaporis, which is bifnim, and you have first the dam apar that's put on the kaporis, then the si'ir, the kaporis is on top of the aron, and then you have the dam hapar on the parochas and damasir ala parochas. So maybe what it means is the following. Generally, the par always comes before the seir. So what would be the case where you would have a havamina, the seifa, where we would discuss that the Seir is not Ma'akev the Par. What would that case be? So maybe you went out of order in the following way, back into the Gemara. Ilema di yakdim matnos de par behechol mikme matnos de seir bifnim. If we're going to say that what happened was, is he did the matna of the matana of the par in the hechol, which is supposed to come afterwards, before the seir, and the chidush over here is that that's not ma'akev, you could still do the seir. Chuka ksiv behu. There, you're in violation of the word chukah. The halacha is that the avoda is ma'akev, as the Torah Kedosha says, v'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oylam. And here is bifnim. And if we're talking about a case of bifnim, so then even Rabbi Yehuda would have to be moda that the dvarim anasim bifnim, in such a case, then it is ma'akev. So it can't be that you did the sa'ir bifnim in the wrong order, and that was due to the fact that he was makdim the matnos de par bifnim, the par behechel, before the matnos de sir bifnim. El olav, so how are you going to read this brisa? Da akdim matnos de par bifnim, mikme hagarala. Aha, now we see it's connected to machlokes Rabbi Yana Rabbi Yochanan, because what happened was, is he did the matana of the par inside before he did the hagrola of the sir lazazel sir l'shaleach umidisidra lo ma'akev. And we see that if the seder of the seir is not ma'akev, as we saw that the order of the avoda in the hagrola is not ma'akev, so certainly ikra or as well we should say, not certainly but as well, ikra gola nami lo ma'akva. The Iker Agoral is not ma'akev. Having the Agoral altogether is not ma'akev. And that's what it means in the Braisa when it says, U'si'irei ma'akev es hapar b'matano shebifnim. That would not make any sense if we were talking about the Zrikas Hadam of the Si'ir, as we said before. But rather it means the Hagrola of the Si'ir. And we see now Beferish against Rebbe Yanai, who had said that everybody, even Rebbe Yehuda, would agree that the Goral is ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, lo, that is not the pshat. De'iktim matanos de'par b'mizbeach, mikmei matanos de'si'ir v'heichal. The last seder of the avoda that Rashi had mentioned was their ma'arei the damim, and they put them on the mizbeach ha'pnimi. So here, before he did the matnas par b'heichal, he did the matnas par on the mizbeach. So that's out of order. Verb Yehudi. And that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dvarim Nasim Bibigde Lovim Bichutz. Notice, this is not taking place inside the Kodshei Kadoshim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, those things that are done Bibigde Lovon outside of the Kodshei Kadoshim, Lo Ma'akvi, then it's not Ma'akev. So that was the case of Vesir E Ma'akev Es Hapar. Ask the Gemara, but what about the last few words? It doesn't say just stam the matana of the para. We're talking about the matana bepara bifnim, that the seir is not ma'akev es hapar. Elo, so the Gemara says you're right, that's not a correct teretz. Hamani Rebbe Shimoni, you have to say we're following Rebbe Shimon in the Braisa, damar hagrola lo ma'akva, that the hagrola is not ma'akev. However, according to the Chachamim, we still don't have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Yanai, 10 lines from the bottom, and Lamed Tes on the base. V'Bayisim, and if you want, continues more, 3 lines from the bottom, La'olam Rabbi Yehudi. We could say that we're following Rabbi Yehudi, who holds that the Hagrola is Ma'akev. Aye, what is the pshat of the Seifo, Seir, E Ma'akev Es HaPara? And what is the pshat, Par Ma'akev Es HaSeir? Unihi Desidra Lo Ma'akva. And it's true that the Seder of the Seir is not ma'akev in regards to the hagrola. In other words, if you do it out of order, it's not ma'akev. Hagrola mia ma'akva. But the hagrola would be ma'akev, that you need to have the hagrola. The zman hagrola is not ma'akev, but if you don't have the hagrola at all, then it would be ma'akev. Continues the Gemara v'azdu l'tamayu, this machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether the vidui is ma'akev. So it's really a big period over here. Now we're getting to the core machlokis of the braisa that was mentioned above. We're leaving aside the machlokis of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan about whether Hagrol is Makiv. Now we're getting involved whether Vidui is Makiv. Va'azu Tamayu and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are Lashitasam whether Vidui is Makiv. We had learned that Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that Vidui is Makiv. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Torah Doisha describes Vasair Asher Allah Allah Vagoril Lazozel Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Allah L'Shalach Oso Lazozel Hamid Bara. That the Torah describes that the Seir Lazozel is supposed to stand alive while the Seir Lashem is being slaughtered and its blood is being sprinkled. Ad Mosai says the Gemara Yezakuk LaAmod Chai Ad Shas Matan Daman Shel Chaveroi. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Three lines at the top, Mem Amud Beis, we see the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that there is a requirement that the Seir Lazozel be alive until the blood of the Seir Lashem is sprinkled. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ad Shas Vidui Dvarim. Rabbi Shimon says that no, the Hakrovas HaKarbon is going to be fine, the Seir Lashem, as long as it has its twin, the Seir Lazozel, when Vidui is done. What happens if the Seir Lazozel dies after Vidui is done, but before the entire sprinkling is done? Then Rabbi Shimon says that it's kosher. In other words, the Seir Lashem was kosher, because you need both the Seir Lazozel and the Seir Hashem to be alive, because Exeris HaKasa Yomot Chai. However, once the Vidui was done on the Seir Lashem, then it's no longer a problem if the Seir Lazozel dies. While Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that the Seir Lazozel has to be live up until the sprinkling, that's ma'akev for the Seir Lashem. Analyzes the Gemara four lines on the top. Maika Mifli was machlokis kedesanya lechaper bekapara as dvar mekasa medaber. The Torah Akdosha describes lechaper alav. So what is lechaper referring to? Kaparas damim, the sprinkling of the dam. V'cheinu Omer, the pasuk also says v'chilam mechaperes hakodesh malahalon bekaparas damim afkan bekaparas damim div Reb Yehuda. This is the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Shimon Omer lechaper alav bekaparas dvarim. So we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. When the Torah says lechaper, does it refer to the vidui or does it refer to the sprinkling? So it comes out now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon are lishitaso. Rabbi Shimon says the critical zman of kapara is the vidui. If the critical zman of the kapara is the vidui, then as long as the sa'ir lazazel is alive at the time that the Seir Lashem undergoes the process of Vidui, then that's the moment of Kapara, and at that moment the Seir Lashem had a twin. Even if the Seir Lazozel drops dead, so then still the Seir Lashem had its necessary requirement of a twin at that particular time, and then the Seir Lazozel is not Ma'akev for the Seir Lashem. Now the Gemara goes back. It's a little bit confusing in our Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't always tell us when it's segueing, but now the Gemara goes back to analyze the machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokis Tanoim, of whether the Hagrola is Ma'akev. Excuse me, I meant the machlokis Rabbi Yane and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Hagrola is Ma'akev. Up until now we've been discussing machlokis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the Vidui. Now we're discussing whether the Hagrola is Ma'akev. And of course, that's machlokis Rabbi Yane and Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of the Yomit. Tashma. So we're going back to that machlokis on the bottom of Lamed Tes Hamed Beis. Sholu Talmidov es Rabbi Akiva. The Talmid of Rabbi Akiva asked him the following kasha. Ola b'smol ma'u shi'achzir yimin. The Kohen Gadol would have the Kalpi in two of his hands, and the word Lashem is obviously the more Choshev. What happens if Lazozel came out to his right hand and Lashem came out to his left hand? Is he allowed to switch them? Amar lehen, Rabbi Akiva says, even though it's not a problem, Ikur Didina, Al Titnu Mokom L'Tzedukim. Don't give place for the Tzedukim Lirdos, so that they'll be able to rule over you. You're allowing different Saduki type of customs to creep in. Taima, we deduced out Titnu Makom L'Tzedukim Lirdos, that the only reason Rabbi Akiva felt it is a problem is because of that the Tzedukim are going to use this as an opportunity to change other things in the Avoda. However, Halav Hachim Adrinan, you can't go back. Va Amrit, but didn't we learn Hagrola Ma'akva, that the Gorel is Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yanai? If the Hagrola is Ma'akev, by changing the hands, you're changing the outcome of the goro. The kiven the kavase small hechemadrinally. If it came out that the sar lazazel is on the right, and the sir lashem is on the left, how can you turn it around? Amar Rava hachi kamri. This is what the Talmidim were asking. Allah ha-goro b'smal, if the goro came out on your left hand, mao shiyachzeru zechziru lo ulesiiro liyamin. What if you would switch both sides? You would switch the side of the animal as well as the tablet, the kalpi that had come out. In other words, you're not changing the goro. The goro remains the same. What was on your left side, the animal that was destined for the on your left side, that destiny is staying the same. And the animal that was on your right side, its destiny is staying the same. The only thing is, the animal that's on your left, you're putting to the right. And the animal that's on your right, you're putting to the left. In this case, what was on your left was Lashem, and you're putting to your right. And what was on your right was Azazel, and you're putting to your left. And you're changing both of the kalpi. So you're just changing where it stands. Amalehem, on that, he said, Altitnu makom litzdukim lirdos. But there is no raya, again, in regards to whether the hagrola is ma'akev. Tashma, another proof. Ilu nemar esas irasher alav, hayisi omer yanichenu alav. I would think that it should be to put the kalpi itself afterwards, that you have to put the kalpi on the animal. Tamlomer Allah, kivun she'Allah shuvein etzarech. You don't need to hang it around the neck of the animal. Lamai, ilayim le'mitzvah. If you're going to say that's telling you it's not a mitzvah, michlal da'anach a mitzvah, namilo. You're going to say it's not even a mitzvah? But that's not true. We have a tradition that you are supposed to put the tablet onto the animal. Elalav, it must be la'akev, in terms of whether it's ma'akev. Ushma mina, hagrola ma'akeva, hanocha lo ma'akev. It's coming to tell us that hanocha is not ma'akev. Mashma, that the hagrola is ma'akev. So that would be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that the hanocha, to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that the hagrola is ma'akev. Amar Rava hachi kamer. No, that's not how to read. Ilu neymar, asher olav. If it had said Asher Alav Isi Omer Yani Chenu Alav Ad Shas Shchita, that you should put it on the animal up until the time of Shchita, Tamaloy Ma Asher Allah. It says Asher Allah Kivan Shalah Shuvei Netzarech. Once you put it on it, there's no longer a chiyuv. If for whatever reason you want to take it off, you can, and it just has to be the critical part is placing it on it, but it doesn't have to remain there. One more proof the Gemara attempts for today's daf. Six lines from the bottom in the Machlokas Rabbi Yane and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Hagrola is Ma'akev or not. Toshma, the Torah HaKadosha says, V'hikriv Aaron es ha-sayir asher ala alav ha-goro la-shem, v'asa ha-chatas. The seer la-shem is brought as a chatas. V'asa ha-chatas, ha-goro la-sa ha-chatas, v'ein ha-shem o-se ha-chatas. That the goro is what gives it its identity as the chatas, and simply giving it a name, you, the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol proclaiming it, is not enough. Ask Gemara Valo Dinu. Isn't it Kal V'chomer Umam Mokum Shlo Kidesh? Hagorel Kidesh. Hashem Mokum Shekidesh Hagorel. Eino Din Sheikadesh Hashem. Is it not a Kal V'chomer? When it comes to other Karbanos that doesn't have a Gorel, yet by proclaiming it, it works. So certainly, where the Goral has ability to be Mekadesh, should certainly be Mekadesh Hashem. Tamalomar vaso chatas, hagorol oso chatas, ve'ein Hashem oso chatas. Proclaiming it is not enough. So what do we see? What we see from here is that the shame is defined by the Goral. Ustam, continues the Gemara, on top of Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, Stam Sifra Mani Reb Yudai. This Stam, Brisa, which is learned in the Sifra, is Rabbi Yehuda. It's important, Mar Malcolm, right here, that the Sifra generally is Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani ha-gorol al-sechatas v'in ha-shem al-sechatas. Al-ma-agrol ma-keves. We see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ha-gorol is ma-akev. To Yufta, it's a kashan, Rabbi Yochanan, demand al-ma ha-gorol lo ma-akev to Yufta. And we have a raya to Rabbi Yanai. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a short daf in terms of words, but not an easy daf in figuring out the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara, and we were zocha to finish, and Be'ezer Hashem if we chazer, to know the Gemara on Daf Mem in Maseches Yuma.